Good morning. It is July 25th, 2019, 10 a.m. This is a special meeting of the Groveland Community Services District Board. A public hearing place for placement of delinquent charges on the county tax roll. We'll call the meeting to order with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first, we will have a roll call of board members. Janice Kwiatkowski and Nancy Mora are absent. John Armstrong.
Here.
Spencer Edwards.
Here.
Robert Swan is present. And just as a procedural matter, we need to appoint someone to preside at this meeting because both our president and vice president happen to not be here.
I move that we appoint you.
Okay.
I second the motion.
Okay, moved and seconded that Robert Swan should preside at this meeting. Any discussion? Any members of the public? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Very well. So I will preside. First item is to approve the order of agenda.
I make a motion that we approve the order of the agenda.
I'll second.
Okay, been moved and seconded to approve the order of the agenda. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Any abstentions? So we have unanimous approval, 3-0, for the order of agenda. Normally we would have a public comment section here, but seeing no members of the public present, I will simply observe that if we had members of the public, this would be the public comment portion. Moving on to item 3, which is discussion and action items. 3A is delinquent account balances to be placed on the Tuolumne County tax rolls. I suppose we should have a brief description of what we're doing here before we proceed to the public hearing.
So annually, this time every year, the district has the opportunity to place delinquent utility accounts with significant outstanding balances on the Tuolumne County tax roll. And this allows when the county collects people's property taxes, our balance is added to the total property tax bill. When the county collects the property tax, including the delinquency, they will cut the district a check for that amount. So when we can't get people to pay in the traditional way, it's a lien that will essentially get placed, and if people are paying their property taxes, we'll get paid through that way. So it's a way for the district to collect monies on these properties. And by law, the district has to send mailed notices to the customers who will be placed on the county tax roll. It's published in the public notice is published in the newspaper twice, which has been done, and letting them know of this public hearing where they can come here and protest being placed on the tax roll. And from there, there's the general manager's list that includes the parcels and the property owners. This is the final list, and what the board's essentially doing is it's approving the resolution, which is authorizing district staff to file this list with the county to place these outstanding balances on the tax roll.
Can you just add that this is part of our due diligence to keep costs down to all customers in pursuing delinquent accounts? The people that pay their bills really have no business paying, subsidizing those that don't pay their bills. And this is a diligence effort on our part. And I'll tell you, in looking at some of the balances we've collected over the years, this is very low. It's because of the efforts of our staff here that have diligently pursued all other methods of collection, but this is a last resort and an option for us. So appreciation goes out to them for all their efforts. And just for a little frame of reference, in the future, there will be some changes related to our ability to be able to discontinue water service for delinquent accounts. Hmm. And we'll discuss that more in future meetings when we have a little bit of time. But that could result in people coming onto this tax roll in the future, because turning off water service is one of the most surefire ways to get collection, certainly of people that are here or, you know, renting their properties or whatever. Because when you turn that water off, they'll pay.
Send them
eventually. And the law has changed where it's going to make. There will be some challenges to turning off water for income disadvantaged customers or medical necessity in the future.
Right now, you can't completely. There's always got to be a trickle, right?
No.
Oh, really?
Shut off.
Yeah.
Really?
Awesome.
Yep.
As a former employee, I can remember going and turning water off and having people yell at me through the window.
What are you doing?
Lucky they didn't shoot at you.
Yeah, that was a possibility, too.
So I'll actually second that, as John will remember, having been on the board for a while and doing this every year for 6 or 7 years now. I was normally expecting to see 30 or 40 line items on here, so the fact that there's fewer of them indicates that we're reaching some sort of agreement with people to get them to pay rather than having to do this.
And actually, all of the people that are listed on this sheet, they are currently on the walk-off list. They have been there for some time.
And they're probably not here.
Yeah.
So they're locked off and their property's sitting empty. They just don't care.
Yeah.
They're just running up their lien.
They're either going to sell the property or they're just going to let it go.
Okay. Very good. So thank you for that summary. I will now open the public hearing for the placement of delinquent charges for fiscal year 2018-2019 on property tax rolls. And as there are no members of the public here, we will now close the public hearing for the placement of delinquent charges for fiscal year 2018-19 on property tax rolls and consider for adoption resolution 30-19 regarding collection of delinquent charges.
I move that we adopt
resolution 30-19.
On the recommended action.
Yeah.
Next page. Submittal.
Sorry. Okay. All right. I recommend that we adopt resolution 30-19 approving. I can barely read this without having my glasses. Sorry.
You can just say approve the recommended action.
Yeah. Approve the recommended action because I can't read it.
And I second that motion.
Thank you.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Adopt the staff recommended action, which is to adopt resolution 30-19, approving the report of unpaid charges and delinquencies for fiscal year 2018-19, and authorizing staff to file the report and resolution with the Tuolumne County Auditor on or before August 10th, 2019, to collect the delinquent charges. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? So we have unanimous approval, 3-0, of the adoption of Resolution 30-19. I move we adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
I'll third.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We have unanimous adjournment. We are adjourned at
whatever time it is,
10:09.
Well, this is a long meeting.
I don't think I mentioned that we started at 10, but we did start at 10.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
This is a long one.
You have it down to a science, my friend.